I'm great. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for stopping by the show. We appreciate it. So there was a warning last week from EPS about distraction scams. How do these work?
Well, yeah, it's a funny name given for something that is a little bit more complicated than that. I mean, basically, they're trying to capitalize on our good and helping nature. So what we hear about the most often is they will target people when they're in a parking lot. Maybe their hands are full, they're unloading groceries, or they like to target seniors. And they will come up and offer to help them, or a lot of times you'll see them. They want to get close to you, so they want to invade your personal space. Often this will result in sympathetic stories like, oh, you look just like my grandpa, or you look just like my grandma. You know, oh, that's a beautiful necklace you're wearing. This, you remind me of my grandma. Can I give you a hug?
Oh, my gosh. And then they slip the necklace off.
That's right. And sometimes they even bring their own jewelry with them, and they're like, oh, this was my grandma's necklace. Do you mind if I put this around your neck? And they're in your personal space and on top of you kind of thing before you even realize what's happening. And the other thing, too, we should mention is they'll work with children. They'll have children with them. They will work in family groups. It's often women that are involved as well. So they will appear non-threatening, and it's just important for people to remember, don't let people into your personal space. Don't be afraid to yell out, stop. Especially I've seen this with seniors in parking lots. You know, they're overwhelmed and they're not sure what to do. So we want to make sure we empower them to yell stop or yell for help, because we don't want people to be touching them because all of a sudden watches are missing. So it's sort of a pickpocket distraction theft quite often.
And apparently it's happening in parking lots, public waiting areas, stores, even outside of people's homes.
Yes, exactly. And I've even heard of extreme cases where a vehicle looks like it's broken down on the side of the road and someone will stop to offer to help them, and they will get involved in the distraction theft there, where the person will be like, I'd like to, you know, pay you and thank you. Would you like to buy some gold? It involves like a fake gold scam kind of gets worked into the distraction theft.
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah. So it's just really good to be on the lookout for protect your personal space. It's okay to say no and just be very aware that this is happening. We heard about this a lot in Edmonton. Now, with snow arriving, you know, the temperatures are nice. But as soon as spring arrives or the weather improves, you're going to see this everywhere. And it's everywhere. Like, this is a North American-wide scam.
And if you're in an uncomfortable situation, don't be afraid to get loud. I bought both my daughters something called a birdie. And when you activate it, it's got a 130 decibel siren on it. Like, it is loud and it starts to strobe to let people know, hey, something's going on over there.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, we need to look out for the people around us. And I can tell you, if there was a senior yelling out or yelling stop, it would make me turn and look. And I have no problem, you know, keeping an eye on things. And everyone has a cell phone these days, right? So there's lots of protection around us. Don't be afraid to get loud, as you say.
Julie takes the show on the road. I follow you on all the socials, and I saw you were down south recently, weren't you?
You bet. Yeah, I'm everywhere. I'm headed to Two Hills coming up here.
There you go.
I'm excited about that for a seniors event. And so people can find me on social media or reach out to me on my website. Bring me to your community, juliematthews.ca.
And it's MATTHEWS.
Yeah, I have to be difficult and have two T's in my last name.
There will be a link up on our website at cfweradio.ca. She's Julie Matthews, fraud prevention educator and consumer protection expert. Thank you so much, Julie.
Have a great day.